This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Time now for our Friday StoryCorps series. Jess Scheinpflug and Tiffany Favors met in the early days of the pandemic on a dating app. Toilet paper played predominantly in their courtship. The first few months of their relationship were entirely over Zoom and FaceTime. A few weeks ago, they recorded an interview together for StoryCorps Chicago, and Tiffany began by telling the story of how they met.
My 2020 started off pretty difficult on a personal level. And so in typical me fashion, when I'm feeling a little unsettled about life, it's always a good time to go on a dating app. So I went on Tinder to do some swiping, swiped on you. And then in the midst of our conversation, it came up that you were running really low on toilet paper. And at that point in March, no one had any toilet paper.
Except
for me, because I let you know that I had been forced to buy a giant pack of toilet paper from Target, and that as a single woman, that was going to last me for a year and a half. So I offered some of the toilet paper to you. So we had made the joke that you were going to drive down my block and I was going to throw the toilet paper in your car and make it like a game. And then that's exactly what we did. And you drove off, and I was like,
that person just used me for toilet paper.
Yes, I was a little concerned that you were never going to message me again.
But then I texted you the next day and said you were cute, so you knew that I wasn't just using you for toilet paper.
You did.
It was also your looks. I thought you were magical.
Say more.
No.
By the time we finally got to spend time in person, you came over. We just talked, and the more we talked, the more it felt familiar, and I think that's what the magic felt like for me, was you just got me.
So I came over, and the very first thing I did, which I think I told you I was going to do, like you shouldn't have been surprised, is greeted the cats before I greeted you.
We had never touched each other, and you chose to pet the cats first.
I did, and I don't regret it. And then we sat facing each other on the couch, and I waved my hands up and down in front of your face as if it was a screen. My brain just couldn't compute that you were actually physically in the same room as me.
We have this deep connection, and I love that it's grown in a way that feels really unique. What's next for us?
We pre-engaged with the intention to be committed to each other and have a ceremony. I feel like that's our next big adventure. Pre-engagement, non-wedding, wedding.
It's a love party.
We'll figure out how to explain that to our parents later.
It's our next big adventure, explaining this to our parents.
That was Tiffany Favors and Jess Scheinpflug. They were recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt. If you want to record an interview, you can sign up for a StoryCorps Chicago virtual recording booth session. A facilitator will help guide you. That's at StoryCorps.org/Chicago.